Mother, Oreo smoothie now.
Studio 537, this is the Doodle Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, live from the Delta House, the Beats Lab at the Delta House on Cornelia Street in Hicksville, Ohio. You've tuned into a new installment of the Doodle Podcast. So, you ever have one of those days where you're completely prepared to do something? And an hour and a half before you have to do that thing, everything completely changes. I do not recommend it, because for one time in my life, I was prepared for this podcast tonight. We were supposed to be joined by Dougie Fresh for the first time this year. Of course, we waited till the end of his season to get him on. But Doug had something come up last minute and had to cancel on us. So I texted my pals that are with me tonight and said, I'm going to figure out a way to make this happen. So it's happening. Joined tonight by Big Vis, who's off the DL and back. I'm sorry, the IL. What's up, Vis?
Not much. You, baby?
Same old. Recty's here, too.
I'm back.
Again. He's back. He came back after last week dueling his wife in the love song tournament. Now, Angie will be joining us. I did send her the link for this segment. If she wanted to come on and bullshit with us, she can. But unfortunately, she has yet to accept that invitation.
Ooh. What'd you do?
She can only handle so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Scope spent the night at your house and lost his pants.
Yeah, multiple times.
Yeah. You see my pants?
Yeah.
All I got to say is, when you're with Curtis Metz and he's serving, you better be watching him, because he will roofie you if you don't watch.
I'm just going to make sure I keep my pants on when I'm around him.
I'm wearing a belt. That's all I'm doing. Yeah, so we're back in action tonight. We've got a bunch of stuff to talk about. First segment. Second segment, we're going to get into the Elite Eight of our love song tournament. And maybe, just maybe, we can get Elvis to break out that angelic voice of his tonight.
It could possibly happen.
Elvis, did you listen to the last episode? Are you familiar with what songs we have left?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good. Of course you did. Loyal listener since day one. Even when he's not on, he still listens.
Yep.
I do have some podcast news. So I finally was paying attention to our Anchor website. So first off, I got an email the other day from Anchor. Once again, we are being removed from the from being able to make money off of ads. So until you have 100 followers via Spotify, you can't make, we can't do the ads anymore. So it is with regret that I have to tell everyone you don't get to hear my sweet voice at the beginning with that awesome ad that I did a year ago. But I can tell you, we do have 41 followers on Spotify. So we only got 59 to go. But see, I always listen on Apple Podcasts. Where do you guys listen?
Spotify.
Apple.
Okay. See, I do on Apple because that's where I listen to everything else. So I figure, what the hell? So now I'm gonna break ranks here, and I'm gonna have to follow it. I think I already do. But did you guys know that we're on iHeartRadio?
Really?
if I'm not mistaken, I think that's kind of the big time.
We are big time.
Now, I mean, we've been on Spotify for a long time, and that's because Anchor's owned by Spotify. But I don't know how long it's been that we've been on. I wish they would have told me. But yeah. I mean, we just went over 7,500 plays all time.
Pretty good.
That's not bad. I think that's pretty good.
Yep.
3.5 years, you know, we've made a couple dollars. We're up to, we're almost at $60 all time. So we're getting close. So that's my pod news. So Elvis wasn't here. Steve, was it last week we talked about the new offensive coordinator at ND?
Yep.
Okay. And I kept calling him Gerard, and that's because his name is Jared with a G. It looks like Gerard. Elvis, would you care to chime in on that?
I love him. What is it, Jared Parker?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fabulous. What is the old tight ends coach?
Yep.
Oh, he's going to be really good. Really good.
Are you being sarcastic or are you being for real? For real?
Oh, no. Nope. And then the other guy we brought in is top notch, too.
Gino Gadulli.
Oh, yeah. Old Bearcat QB.
I think what I like, and this is something I started to think about after last week, the thing I like is that this is something completely different. Because we had the Brian Kelly offense for so long, and then Reese came in and kept running the Brian Kelly offense. So maybe we'll see something a little bit different here.
Yeah, we're going to have a good quarterbacks coach, too.
And a pretty damn good quarterback, too.
Yeah.
That can actually throw the ball downfield to some of our speedsters. Excited. Yeah. So Elvis and I were supposed to go to the Smoker this weekend, but Elvis conveniently can't go. Hey, Elvis, sorry. Guess who's going? Guess who's going with me?
That big kid in front of me.
That's right. Recty's going to be heading to the Smoker. We're hoping Gerard Parker's there.
He might be.
Yeah, so Recty, have you ever been to the Smoker?
No.
Okay, go pee before you go.
Don't take a shit there.
Don't try to take a shit there.
Oh, rough.
Okay, because Elvis would know. And if you got to go pee, do it early, because as the day gets going, the line is outrageous. They have a men's room and women open for men, and it gets a little rough.
Oh, boy.
But shout out to our homeboy, Johnny D, whose daughter's driving us there. Pumped. Year two of attending the Smoker, and again, I don't have to drive there, so that's pretty impressive, except from Antwerp to home. I think I can handle that. Or maybe I'll just stay at Johnny's house. Johnny, I'll keep my pants on, I promise.
I was going to say, it would be like finding Nemo, but finding Rob's pants.
It's probably the size of Nemo.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Not telling. So what else is new, guys? What have you been up to?
Hey, what about the OC, or the new offensive lineman coach for Notre Dame?
I didn't know they announced one. Sorry.
They
announced?
They haven't.
Oh, they haven't. Okay.
No, but they're getting that kid from Georgia.
Yes, I did see that. But
I don't get too
excited until they announce. It's an offensive line coach. It can't be too difficult, Elvis. They might call you.
Harry Heastam.
Might call Harry. Oh, Mike Golick Jr. was slobbing him on the Golick Family podcast I listened to today.
No, I'm sure.
He was slobbing him pretty hard.
Because he was so fucking good.
Well, yeah.
He's a piece of dog shit.
Recty, you had a softball tournament over the weekend, right? That doesn't sound good.
No, wasn't good.
Now, you were supposed to play at like midnight and then like 3 a.m. and then not till 10 o'clock the following night.
Yeah, it was trash.
What was trash? You played like trash or
all the above? So I got up Friday morning at 4:30 because I had to go to work early.
Sure.
And then we drove down there Friday afternoon. Our first game was at midnight. We won that 1-0. And then we didn't play again until 3:40, I think. I guess what it was. And we lost that.
A.M.?
Did you get a nap? Did you get a nap in there?
No, no.
So you were up 24 plus hours.
Yeah.
Why in the hell do they play all night?
When they get to that 16U age, they don't have a problem having to play all night. So I guess usually it's just like one night. But no, not for us. This one was two nights. So
didn't you say something about there was a scheduling conflict? Like somebody was playing either before and after or in between?
The younger kids were playing during the day.
Okay.
So we lost the second one. I don't know what it was. What was it? 4-1, maybe. Which we should have, but when you make errors, that's what's going to happen. And then I got to bed about 6 o'clock Saturday morning. And then I was up at 10 a.m. because I couldn't sleep. And then we played our first game Saturday night at. We were supposed to play till 10. No, we were supposed to play at 9. Supposed to play at 9. We played at like 8:30. We lost it 7-4. But we probably had 18 errors this weekend, 20 errors this weekend. It's hard to win.
In how many games?
Three. Yeah.
I'm no math wizard, but sort of. But holy shit, that's not good.
No, it's hard to win when you have that many errors. I mean, it's a completely different thing where you're catching off the ceiling and stuff like that. But yeah, it was a long weekend. And we haven't played good. Since
Lord.
October. So, but yeah, it was a long weekend. Some bad attitudes. Hopefully they get their attitudes changed by summertime.
How old are these girls?
You get it.
Mostly 15 and 16. We had a girl from
good luck
Paulding.
With that.
We had a girl from Paulding sub for us. She was, how old was she? She was a freshman. I think she was 14. And then we had a girl from Rochester, Indiana sub for us. And she was 13. But man, they were both pretty good. That girl from Paulding is going to be, I don't know if she'll be D1, but she'll be a bigger college. She throws pretty hard for little as she is.
Where'd you guys play at?
Terre Haute. Yeah, that's called 365 Strive or something. Indoor place, not very big. It's just set up bad. Both your dugouts are on the same side. They have three hitting tunnels to warm up in. It's just not. Trying to warm up 16-year-old girls in a tunnel that's, I mean, you know how big tunnels are, whatever they are, 10 feet wide by 30 feet long, trying to warm up 13 girls. It's just not great. But Sunday was nice. We went to, when me and my buddy and his daughter left there, we went to Bloomington and watched IU play Purdue. That was pretty good. Women's basketball.
Yeah. Yep.
Won the Big Ten championship outright.
They beat them pretty good.
Yeah.
That was a sellout.
It was, dude. It was. So, I mean, I'll say it, but. So, obviously, I didn't sleep very much. So, the first 3 quarters, I just kept dozing off the whole time. And my buddy's like, are you watching the game? I'm like, trying to, man. I'm trying to. But after being up 20-some hours, that was. But, yeah, it was a good game. It was sold out. I think it was, what did they say, 16,000 and some people?
17,322.
Is that what it was? Yeah. I mean, we got there fairly early. We get there 10:20 probably in the game that starts at noon. I mean, we were at our seats by 10:30, 10:45.
Where'd you sit at? Balcony?
No, we weren't that high. Like the middle level, about halfway up the middle level, I guess. Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. I've never been there. Was that pretty sweet?
It is pretty neat. My buddy's daughter graduated from there, I don't know, 6 years ago probably, and I went for graduation. So this was the first time I was ever there for a basketball game. And yeah,
Elvis, you've never been there?
Never.
Wow.
It's a neat place. Yeah, Purdue's not really that good. So, but I use tough. They are tough.
Yeah, they're number two in the nation right now.
Yeah, they got some ballers. They got a fifth-year senior. She's really good. They got a girl that transferred in. She's pretty good. Their center, dude. I mean, they're a center. Left hand or right hand. She can lay it off the glass, and she's tough. It'll be interesting come tournament time. I think they'll be hard to beat. They play well together. They pass well, rebound well. Like anytime you like the girl, as far as girls go, if you can rebound well, it makes a world of difference. So
yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad you brought up basketball because I want to switch gears to the men's side here, and just bring up an article I came across today on ESPN during lunch today. I was just cruising around looking for something to read, and the headline reads, Mike Bray linked to major head coaching job. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
So Mike Bray, who in the last like 4 or 5 years at ND has been just fucking god awful. His recruiting has struggled. I don't know if that's a him thing or a Notre Dame thing, but he is linked. He's emerging as a potential candidate to replace Pat Ewing at Georgetown.
Hmm.
Wow,
Catholic to Catholic.
Him as well as Rick Pitino are in the mix, and it sounds like Georgetown's on the verge of firing him, and he's got a massive buyout. But I found that interesting mainly because God, the Irish have not been very good this year. Now, granted, they're not getting like blown out bad. But it just seems like late in the game, they're not in it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in it, but they're not in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they might be losing by 4 or 5. Like, didn't they just lose to North Carolina by, like, I don't know, like 4 last night?
6 or less, yeah.
Yeah. And they're, by the way, they're 2-15 in the ACC.
Dex.
Not a very top-heavy ACC either.
No.
But what I found interesting, and I haven't watched a ton of college basketball this year. Actually, I've hardly watched any basketball. But the stuff that I have watched, it seems like every game I watch is an upset. I mean, it's almost like anybody can beat any. And I think I go back a few weeks ago to when IU beat Purdue on that one Saturday night. You know, they pretty handily beat them.
Right.
And I think at that time, Purdue might have been number one in the country or two.
Yep.
One of the two.
Number one.
They're number one in the country, and Indiana was favored in that game.
Yeah. How does that work?
I don't know.
If you look
wasn't the game at Purdue, too?
Yeah.
No, it was at IU.
Okay. Because Purdue's got that 8-foot tall guy.
Yeah. Edie.
Yeah, he's humongous.
He doesn't look real. He is a monster. But if you look a lot of the, like I follow a lot of the college basketball and stuff, a lot of the times the team that's ranked a lot higher isn't favored during a lot of these games. And it blows my mind how you're not favored against a team that's unranked.
It's the good old parody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's something that college football doesn't necessarily have. That it'd be cool if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this year I think college basketball is so wide open.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no idea.
Nobody that's great.
No. No.
I think the Deuter Podcast Tournament Challenge is going to be interesting this year.
Oh yeah.
I mean, at one point I just said Purdue was a lock, and then IU beats them. Northwestern beats them. And then I thought IU was really good, but they just are so – every team, it seems like, is so sporadic. Like they'll go on a run for a month where nobody could touch them, and then they'll have games where teams that shouldn't even be in the same stadium as them just beat the brakes off of them. So it'll be an interesting tournament time.
I mean, I'm looking at the AP Top 25, and I don't know how much it matters. But it seems like you got the Alabama's up there. I mean, that's not generally a basketball power.
Yeah, they're just number one for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And Houston's number one, 25-2.
Houston's been good for the last couple of years. You know why?
Is Kelvin Sampson still coaching there?
Oh yeah.
Okay, they'll be on probation in no time.
The dog himself.
I'm looking at, you know, Kansas, UCLA, Virginia.
Tennessee was up pretty high for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're at 11 right now.
Yeah, they were pretty high there for a while.
Yeah, then IU at 17 right now. Interesting. So I think that'll be kind of fun come tournament time to see how bad our brackets all get broken.
Like I said, I think any night, any team can win.
But two teams not in the top 25 of either the coaches or
Duke and North Carolina.
Duke and North Carolina. Could we possibly see, is it possible that neither one of those teams makes the NCAA tournament?
No, they'll make it.
It just happened a couple years ago, so.
Oh, that's right. It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think we talked about that extensively.
Kentucky, they might sneak in now. They'll win about four in a row.
They'll be hard to – it's hard to leave Kentucky out.
Recty's Miami Hurricanes, number one in the ACC right now.
They're not bad. Sure. I watched them play the other night.
That one kid is a baller, man.
Yeah, they aren't a bad team.
He's a good leader out there.
Duke's 20-8. That's not a terrible season.
No.
I mean, eight losses isn't really Duke-like, but still. Huh. See, this is the time of year where I start to pay attention so I can get a good idea onto my bracket. So, did either of you watch any of the NBA All-Star festivities over the weekend?
We did. Yeah.
Who won the three-point shootout?
Lillard.
Oh, he
the
did?
Dame. Damian Lillard.
Was Tatum anywhere near?
I think he was last three.
Really?
I think so.
I will say one thing. Right here. That white kid can jump out of the building.
Yeah.
Man, he has some good dunks.
Mac McClung.
Yes. He can, man.
He gets in. He gets called up from the G League.
Yep.
And hasn't even played in a regular season NBA game, and he wins the dunk contest.
Yep. Signed with Puma right before the dunk contest.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's
you guys watch any of the All-Star game itself?
No.
No.
A, it was on at like 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, and it's just garbage. It really is.
I watched the whatever the hell it is, the celebrity game or whatever it was.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, DK Metcalf can jump. Man, he was throwing the hammer down.
Yeah, was there? I'll bet you there was more defense played in that celebrity game than there was in the All-Star game.
Might be true.
Jesus, Jason Tatum has like 55 points or some shit like that. I mean, it's atrocious. I didn't even watch it. Honestly, I laid in bed all day Sunday. I watched golf wire to wire. I watched a little bit of NASCAR, Recty.
You know, I haven't watched that in probably... Unless my mom's here, like she visits during the summer. I mean, I haven't watched an actual race in probably 15 years.
You're kidding me. You used to be the biggest NASCAR fan.
Oh, I did. I loved it.
You'd wear your Jeff Gordon t-shirts and shit?
It's just too much. too much stupid shit. Changing shit around. And I mean, you could call me old or whatever, but I liked the way it was in the beginning when I first started following it, and then they changed everything around, and I didn't like it.
I watched some bullshit race a couple weeks ago that was on the infield or on the football field of the LA Coliseum. These dudes, they try to put like 15 cars on the track, and they're like running into each other and shit. Because there's no straightaway. It's just all one big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was bullshit. You're right. It was. Anyway.
You wanna watch all right. Good. You want to watch something good? Watch figure eight racing. That's the best.
Yeah.
Figure eight racing? What is that?
Yeah, it's just what it sounds like. It's the track's the shape of an eight. And you just got to hope to God nobody else is at that crossing when you go through.
They put a yield sign up or anything?
No, you just go as fast as you can and hold on to your ass when you're going to get smoked.
Jesus Christ, sounds like something on Jackass.
Figure eight racing's big down like in Monroe and Monroeville and Preble, Decatur and all that stuff down there.
Really?
It's really, really big.
And it's cars?
Yeah, a buddy of mine used to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be damned. Figure eight racing?
Rob, I have good news for our future podcast.
Yeah.
We'll have a former MLB player on.
Yeah, I know. Son of a bitch picked me off twice.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's got a lot of good
So Recty's boss, Dan Morris, Ayersville class of 97.
Yeah.
Recty's got him lined up to come on the pod in the near future. We're also going to get Dougie Fresh back, hopefully in the middle of his tournament run here. And also, the Ace has hired a new football coach.
And
I have been in contact with him about coming on. I told him you have to give me an interview before you give Lynn Grohl one, because who's we're the home team. His name's Justin Davis.
No, it's Justine.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Where's he from?
He's from Edgerton. He was on Lucas's staff last year.
Justine.
He seems like a nice kid. I met him probably before last season. But he seems like a real nice kid. We've been texting a little bit here and there just so. But I reminded him that we're the home team, so we should get the first interview.
My question is why isn't Elvis doing it?
Because Elvis doesn't have time.
Yeah, I don't. Dude, I would fucking kill most of the kids now.
The real question is, does the new coach call Uncle Mike to come run the defense?
He won't have any part of it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, they're going to be rocked. They're going to be rocked for about eight more years.
You think that many years?
Not coming out of retirement?
No, he said, I love going to bed at 8 o'clock on Friday nights.
I bet he does.
I don't blame him.
But we're also working on getting Fairview's new coach to come on. Our listeners might remember him as the doctor of all offensive play calling, Douglas Rakes. Don't call it a comeback, Rakes.
He's going back to coaching Fairview?
Yeah. Yep. He took a year off, and then he snuck in and coached Defiance's offense last year, which I didn't know about. Elvis, did you know that?
Yes.
See, I didn't know it. I was talking to his wife, and she said he was coaching. I'm like, what? I didn't know this. And we were busting his balls when he first stepped down that he was going to come back, and he was going to come back and coach. And we figured it would be with Cooper. But, yeah, so we do have guests lined up coming up for those of you who get tired of listening to us.
Am I sitting on your balls right now, Recty? Recty's got his phone on his nuts right now.
Looks like he's standing in front of his hot water heater taking a piss.
I think he's out making some meth.
Is he pissing in the sump pump?
Yep. I think he's froze.
There he is. Now he's back.
Did I unfreeze?
You making meth out there?
I'm trying to. If I was making meth, I wouldn't be getting up so early to go to work.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. Let's take a little break. We'll come back. We'll get Angie in here, and okay. We will hit up the Elite Eight of the 90s R&B songs. Stick around. You've been listening to the Duder Podcast.
I've been watching you from afar. As long as I can remember, you're all a real man can need and never ask for, baby. This is love, girl. This is more than a crush.
It was Harlem at the Rutgers. Yeah. I saw you with your man, smiling. Huh. A coach bag in your hand. I was laying in the coop with my hat turned back. We caught eyes for a moment, and that was that. So we skated off.
Welcome back to the Duder Podcast. You hear those lyrics? Now that we're not making jack money on this thing, we're going to play copyrighted music. Why not? That's Hey Lover, LL Cool J, and Boyz II Men. One of our eight teams left in the Duder Podcast 90s R&B song tournament. We are now joined by Angie Bechtel. Angie, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
We're great.
Fabulous.
I'm only speaking for myself, though.
Wonderful.
Steve, that sounded sarcastic.
Hey. Are you guys before at the opposite ends of each of the house?
Oh.
Okay.
No,
I see her.
I can see
interesting.
Him.
She just flashed us. Wait a second.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Recky, you, that wouldn't you, be you the first time you've done that.
Recky, you missed it.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Did I flash somebody? Nope.
No.
It wouldn't.
All right, I got to tell the story.
Oh, so, have at it.
We used to go to, what was that place called? Flashbacks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When it was downtown?
So, yeah. Downtown Landing, yep. So her and my buddy Mark, his wife Kristen, they get drunk. And for some reason, they want to show people stuff. So there's these two guys. We went outside to smoke. And there's these two guys that don't want to see that. And she's trying to convince them that they want to see it. And finally, after she browbeat him enough, the guy's like, okay, fine, go ahead. He was disgusted.
He wanted to see him, and he knew it.
The question is, did she remain with her pants on?
She always, yeah.
Then that's all that matters.
Yep.
Jesus.
Sorry. I'm changing
experience.
Rooms.
What are we doing?
I think she wants to flash us and doesn't want you to see her.
Yeah.
That possibility, too. I closed my eyes.
Way to go, Elvis. Okay. So we are ready to rock. I'm sorry. We are ready to R&B our way through this next segment. Again, tournament titled Tiki's Creation. She has yet to join us for a round, but that's okay. That's okay. And we've got eight songs left. So after tonight, we will know what our final four is. Will there be three Boyz II Men songs in the final four? We'll see. Only one way to tell, and that's we got three people. I don't even have to vote tonight. Elvis has so graciously offered to sing if needed.
Everyone.
The question is, does Jenny have the red boxers ready?
Oh, yeah. She's getting ready in the bedroom right now.
Yeah.
Blow drying her hair. She's ready to rock and roll. Or R&B.
She's ready to R&B tonight. Okay. So let's get after it. Our first matchup, Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey versus Twisted by Keith Sweat.
Always Be My Baby.
Angie doesn't mess around. I think she already knows what she's picking here.
No,
I mean, the
I
rest of
remember.
Them aren't going to be that hard. But go ahead.
Mariah.
Oh, I didn't remember what was in it.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Sorry.
Sorry.
There she
That's
is.
Right.
She's
I have
back.
Steve, you want to vote on this one?
Mariah Carey.
And Elvis, did you pick Mariah too?
Yes, sir.
Clean sweep. I figured that one would probably go. All right. Okay. The next three matchups all have Boyz II Men in them. Let's see if one of them can get knocked off.
Uh-oh.
I think if it's going to happen, it's going to be this one. I Swear by All For One. Against On Bended Knee, Boyz II Men. Angie, you got to be willing to listen to the arguments here, okay?
There, I can't.
I can't.
Boyz II Men. Sorry.
All right, guys. Who wants to go next? Elvis?
I swear.
Woo!
By the moon and the stars in the sky.
For those of you who you can't see the video,
that's some bullshit.
Recty is shaking his head because I put him in a tough situation here. Does he go with
Rex and Effect?
Rex and Effect?
Yeah.
They're not in this tournament. Maybe the next one. I think maybe the next one will do 90s rap. I can probably come up with a lot more songs.
Yes.
For that.
I'm down for that.
That's the next tournament, folks. You just heard it. Announces. Official announcement.
Steven, are you listening?
Steven.
I am. And I'm going with I Swear.
Oh! Wendy's sleeping on the couch tonight, folks.
I think it was the little solo.
Elvis, do that little shimmy again. Elvis, do that little shimmy again. There you go. By the way, has anybody, I know a few episodes ago I brought up that video we made back in like 1991. Hey Keegan, how you doing? Has anybody found that video? Who has?
No, we don't have any idea.
God damn it, I want that thing on YouTube as soon as possible.
I will say this, I Swear was probably one of my favorite all-time songs. So
me too.
All time?
Blah, yeah. Blah, blah.
Blah. Recty's gonna get killed.
Yep.
Now I'm gonna try and get this episode dropped tonight, folks. So if you listen to this and you see Steve Bechtel tomorrow, again, Steven Bechtel, ask him how he feels after sleeping on the couch tonight.
Yep. Could have a black eye.
Okay. So that's this is the order we're gonna go in the rest of the time. So Angie goes first, Elvis, then Recty. Okay.
So I guess I'm just gonna pick the opposite of what Angie does.
See, I figured you on these next two. I figured you would legitimately on these next two.
Then
he'll be getting up on.
He'll be getting his ass chewed 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Next matchup: "Knockin' to Boots" by H Town.
Ooh.
Against "Hey Lover," LL Cool J and Boyz
II. Oh.
Town.
Now she has a hard time. This time I have not a hard time at all.
I think I have to go with "Knockin' the Boots."
She did what?
Well, now I don't feel so bad. At all.
I'm going H-Town also.
I figured you would.
Well, I don't even need a vote then.
Who are you gonna who would you pick, Recty?
Oh, going with LL all day long.
Oh, really?
He's one of my favorites too. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Knocking the Boots. So Boyz II Men gets knocked out in two. So we predicted three Boyz II Men songs in the final four. It's not going to happen.
And
now the question is, can they get one in the final four now?
What?
Final matchup to go to the final four. "Freakin' You" by Jodeci. Every freaking night and every freaking day. Up against "End of the Road," Boyz II Men.
"End of the Road."
Jodeci.
"End of the Road." End of the Road.
Yeah, this you know he's doing it on purpose now.
"End of the Road."
You know he's doing it on purpose now.
Yep, it's just for spite.
Somebody asked Keegan who shit all over her sweatshirt.
Hey, Keegan. This girl wants to know who shit all over your sweatshirt.
Who's on her sweatshirt?
BG.
It's not even mine.
Aunt Tiki gave it to her.
Nah, of course she did. Spoiling the minds of America's youth.
Oh. She said who shit all over your face, girl.
I did. Ouch. I did. It's my mask.
So that's his mask.
Boy, we know whose kid that is.
A little bit.
She's a little mouthy.
You should ask if we broke out there.
Wonder where she gets after him.
I don't know. Jen.
Probably Jen, yeah.
She's pretty lippy.
Because it wouldn't be you.
Uh-uh. I was a choir boy.
Me too.
I don't believe any of this.
What? Now, who won that last one? Rex and Effects?
Yeah, Rex and Effects. They were in it.
Did you get to see?
No, End of the Road won it. Elvis, what are you drinking?
Ooh, look at that.
Can of Pringles?
Rex, do you see that?
Oh, it's nice.
Can you see
that? Does that have your name on it, too?
Yeah, Jen's, or McKeegan's boyfriend's mom makes all these.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
I'm going to get one that says the Duder Podcast.
You should.
It could be Christmas presents.
It'd go good with my coffee mug.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how's old Shep Dog doing, by the way?
I was going to ask you, did he email you?
Oh, fuck. I haven't checked it in a while.
He said he did.
Oh, shit.
He probably did 2 months ago.
No, I just checked it the other day because I had to email myself. No, nothing? Uh-uh. No, he's lying.
I'll say something to him again.
Hold on. There's going to be some barking.
I got an email from something about the New York Mets, and I got an email from myself with a revised resume. Well, whoops. Nobody.
Nothing from Andy Berg.
Nothing from AB. Uh-uh. Nothing. Dick and Wings and Shep Dog dissing me.
Yeah.
Dick and Wings guy.
Hold up. Let me check this. Did it go to spam? Nope. Nope. Nothing. Okay. Nothing so right we there. Just wrap. We just, we, oh, that's from me. Okay. Never mind. I'm going to leave that up. So I save that. Okay. So we are down to the final four in the 90s R&B song tournament. And the matchups will be Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey against I Swear by All for One.
Oh.
The second matchup will be Knockin' the Boots versus End of the Road.
It's a good love, body rock, knockin' on that love.
Keep going, Vis.
Making love to a giant deal, the break of the dawn. I can't sing too loud because Zippy's in bed.
Oh, whoops.
I'll get yelled at.
So we have a little bit of extra time here. Do you guys want to go ahead and just finish the final four while we're here?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just do it. Let's go. Let's just go against the grain.
Oh.
Okay. Always Be My Baby, Mariah Carey, I Swear, All for One. Let's let Recty go first this time.
Let's do Monday.
I'll go with I Swear.
Is Angie. It,
what was the...
Who are you shaking your head at?
You. what was the options again? I Swear.
Always Be My Baby and I Swear.
Always Be My Baby.
And Elvis is there to decide it.
He's going to say the opposite of me.
Mm-mm.
All right, what do you got, Elvis?
Me?
Yeah, who are you picking?
I thought I was last.
You are last. What? They both have picked.
I didn't hear who Angie said.
Oh, she picked
Mariah Carey.
She picked Mariah.
What's the other song?
I swear.
I fucking kill it. By the moon and the stars. Jenny's getting riled up already when I'm going, I swear.
Wait, just leave us on the edge of our seats there, Elvis. I thought you were going the opposite way.
I love both of them, though.
Yeah, they're good
both
songs.
Those songs are great.
Okay.
I swear, next. And Mariah Carey.
Right.
Knockin' the Boots by H-Town. End of the Road, Boys to Men. Angie.
End of the Road.
Recty.
Go ahead, let Elvis pick.
Okay. Elvis pick.
Baby. Stop.
H down.
What a predicament, huh? Yeah, you should be shaking your head now. Should be shaking your head.
So we've got one vote end of the road. One vote knocking to boots. Where does Recty really want to sleep tonight?
I'll always sleep in the bed.
Recty, I got a feeling your pimp hand's strong here, okay? That's what I'm getting.
It's not even remotely close. I just do what she says.
Yeah.
He's a yes, ma'am.
That's pretty wise. Otherwise, you end up in my situation.
I'm going with... Who is my shot? End of the road.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good. That's a good choice.
Good choice. Good choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and make an executive decision.
Uh-oh.
I really wanted this tournament done by the end of February, since it is the Valentine's month, and a week from today is not February.
Right.
And since we don't know when we'll be back again, and who knows, maybe the FCC will ban us after this episode. All right, we're going to finish it.
Oh, dear God.
Friendship. That way I can spend the next week getting, and we can roll out a new tournament next week. Okay? Sound good? Sound great?
Sounds great.
Yep.
All right. Love it. Let's finish it up. I swear by All for One. Against. End of the road. Boys to Men.
You should play a little stipend of each one.
You want a stipend?
Yeah.
I'll give you a stipend. You mean a snippet?
It already is.
It already is what?
Snipped.
Shit. I've already got our closing music ready. Okay, I gotta get to a different thing here. Oh. Alright. What song's first? Okay.
Shut up.
Who's shutting up?
All these dogs.
Thank you,
Sam. Alright, here you go. Here is the snippet of the first song, maybe, after this ad. Or maybe Elvis is using up all the Wi-Fi.
Weefy.
All the Fifi.
Pixel can only handle so much.
Here you go. Maybe.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the skies, and I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I see the questions in your eyes, I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my part, 'cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears, and though I make mistakes, I'll never break. By the moon and the stars in the skies, I'll be there.
All right, you got the first minute and 20 seconds of that one. Okay, what I find interesting here is that we're getting songs on opposite ends of the spectrum. This guy loves his woman, and he's always going to be there. Then we come to the ultimate breakup song next. Okay, and here we grow. Can't believe Shep Dog totally lied to you, Elvis.
Me neither.
I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this.
there you have it.
That's about chub worthy. Wow.
Boy, those two songs bring back some memories, and I think they're both from 94, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they do.
I'll be a monkey's bare-assed uncle. They are. No, End of the Road was 92, so at least that's when it was released.
I mean, we should go by which was the bigger hit.
You would think, Angie, but here at the Duder Podcast, we like to go against the grain.
You really find the most screwed up way, and that's the path we choose.
I mean, somehow Blake Shelton, Boys Round Here, got voted my favorite song. I have no idea. I think that was a six Natterday night, and I think we recorded 3 days in a row. And literally, I think we just wanted to get the damn tournament over with.
And that is a good song.
Great song. Great song. Well, I don't disagree with you, Angie. Which song was a bigger hit? I mean, then we obviously know. But is it even a match? You guys are voting here, so is it even a match?
Angela?
I mean, it's not for me. I don't even have to think about it.
Well, and I'm a non-voting member here, so I mean, it could be. I mean, I don't disagree with you.
Yes. We know my answer, Boyz II Men.
I think without even if you were being impartial here, you know, it's not hard to pick that song.
No.
All right, Elvis, what do you think?
Well, I love both songs. I 1992. Us three have been going strong since 92. I'm sticking with Boyz II Men.
Who's been going strong since 92?
Us three. One, two, three. Right? But
there's four of us.
Yeah, but...
I'm not... Yeah.
We're still in the group. Boyz II Men.
Oh, gotcha.
Boyz II Men's still in the group.
Are they? Are they still together?
Yeah, three of them.
Who's not in the group anymore?
Michael McCary, bass.
That's the deep voice guy. Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, every time they're on something, I hear about how it's not all for them.
Didn't they?
he was my favorite.
Didn't they do like the national anthem at something recently?
Yeah, they did the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, but they did something this year. Was it one of the Thanksgiving Day games?
Yeah, in Detroit, I think.
She'd have been mad because they weren't all four there.
Yep.
What's he? Did he die or something? Jesus.
No, they had a falling out.
Oh, yeah. It's bound to happen. You know where it doesn't happen at, though? The Duder Podcast.
That's right. We're stick thin.
I mean, stick thin.
No question in my mind, Boyz II Men.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. And, you know, I figured when Tara and I were putting this tournament together, just kind of a little retrospective here. When we were putting this tournament together, that's why we left Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, out. Because we figured, you know, it's probably going to win.
And I probably couldn't sing that as good as she could. I couldn't get that high.
She can't sing it at all. Anymore.
Not even if you got into some erectees meth, could you swing that high, sing that high. Dude, what's up?
The man, the meth. Yeah, he's out of bed.
Does he wake him up?
I thought he was in bed.
Yeah, he's thirsty. He's getting him a 40 and then he's going back to bed.
That's right. A 40 of OE.
OE water.
That's right.
So, End of the Road wins the tournament. Not surprised.
Said he had a nightmare.
It was deer singing.
Whoa. Wow. My singing, that he thought he heard angels. That's why he woke up.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Yep.
I thought maybe he was wondering if it was Fergie or Jesus in the living room.
Fergalicious.
Oh,
all right, so that's going to do it for the tournament. That's pretty solid. And yes, I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put together a 90s rap, but we got to set some parameters here, okay? We got to set some parameters as far as, do we want it to be more like pop rap, or do we want to include NWA?
Greatest rapper of all time.
Too short.
You see, that's the thing. Do I include Short Dog? You guys tell me.
I think anything.
MJG okay. And 8-Ball.
Anything goes? All right.
No, yeah.
What years? What years do you want?
I want to say this. You thought Andrew's big into R&B. Wait till you get into this one.
No.
What, 87 to 97?
You're making me go 87? I was just going to go 90 to 99.
Well,
that's a lot of songs. That's going to make me do some work, but I don't have anything else to do. So
you do whatever you want, then. Whatever's easiest.
You guys tell me. You tell me where to start. 88 to...
87, 97.
87 to 97. Okay, that's 10 years. I can make something happen. We're going to get... I'll easily get 64. No problem.
Rob, you graduated in 97.
Yeah. And the music was fucking awful then, so...
Andrew graduated in 97.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah. Tub thumping.
What year did Angie graduate? Ooh,
97.
Okay, so she... Okay.
Where'd she go to school at?
New Haven.
Oh, she's a bulldog.
Short bulldog.
Ruff.
Did you say I'm a short bulldog?
Did I know?
No, yes. Steven.
Yeah, that's what he said. You're a short bulldog.
No, you.
Fucking miracle here. That's exactly what he said. God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we might have our first acts of domestic violence on the Duder podcast.
Yes, that would be
we sweet. Better wrap this sumbitch up before we get some fisticuffs.
I'll come back next week with black eyes.
Before he catches these hands.
He's going to look like fucking Johnny Appleseed with a pot hanging off his head next week.
Yep.
I'll be a pothead.
Oh, thank God.
Closing time. Open. You're right. That's right. The song is back because we can now play songs with music, with actual lyrics to them. We're going to close this bad boy down tonight with some shout outs. Angie, you got any shout outs?
No.
No shout outs from Angie.
I don't work well under pressure.
Okay. Elvis, shout outs.
I got a shout out for my little buddy Tate tomorrow. He is shooting an archery tournament tomorrow night, nice. Prime time, 8:00.
Good luck, Tate.
Yeah.
All right, Recty, any shout outs?
No. I'm good.
Wow. No shout outs from the Bechdel house. Okay. I do have a couple shout outs. Shout out to Dougie Fresh, whose archers are playing in the sectional tomorrow night. Again, I don't know who they're playing against or where they're playing
Pettysville.
They're playing Pettysville at,
I think, Defiance or Bryan.
Okay. Okay. There you go. Defiance. Great. Fantastic. So we'll be sure to check them out on the radio tomorrow night. And a shout out to the Mets family headed off to the Dominican Republic. It's 6:30 tomorrow morning. Safe travels to them. Get back safely, because when they come back, Rob Bailey Independence Day coming up March 7th. That's going to do it for this installment of the Duder Podcast. We thank you all for listening. If you're listening via Spotify, remember to give us a follow, because that follow is going to get us back into making money again. But if you're listening via Apple Podcasts, we ask that you subscribe, rate, and review. And if you want to get in touch with the show, Shep Dog, you can email the podcast at duderpodcast@gmail.com. The Duder Podcast is a Beat2K production created and produced by Rob Bailey. Logo artwork by Jason Yoder. Our intro song titled Duder Up is written and composed by Jerome Schooley. This is Beat signing off. You've been listening to the Duder Podcast.
Scroats on the floor.
Ooh. Where's my pants?
Where's my pants? I love it.